Hello and welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on November 11th, 2016. Our guests today are Michael Hudgens and Gabe Berkeley of EII Capital Management. Hudgens is EII's global real estate strategist, while Gabe is co-portfolio manager for EII's sustainability strategy. We're going to talk about the views of investors and fund managers regarding real estate sustainability programs. So, Mike, let's start off. You know, sustainability advocates often tell us that implementing sustainable solutions or programs at real estate companies doesn't impact financial performance. In fact, they usually argue the opposite, that it's helping the bottom line. Yet, reading through your recent report on green real estate investment, it sounds as though your findings suggest those concerns are still there among investors, right?
Well, that is indeed the case. I mean, we're seeing progress on that front. We'll talk about that. But generally, yes, the investors want to do the right thing. But there's a real desire to invest in a sustainable fashion. But there's various surveys that talk to, you know, that are out there testing the waters on the attitudes from retail investors, public pension plans, and financial advisors. And in general, for instance, you know, one great stat is 76% of affluent investors, they call them, want to invest sustainably, but they don't want to compromise returns. The concern from their financial advisors will be similar, right? A financial advisor is not want to get want to give bad advice. They want to they're not going to want to advocate a fund or a strategy if they do not think it can achieve the returns that are available in the broader alternative. And then public pension plans have their own, you know, own issues. They are regulated by ERISA, which does say very clearly that they must serve their constituencies, deliver them the best returns they can, and therefore there is really no scope for them to do the right thing, if you will, invest sustainably if they think they will have to sacrifice returns.
And Gabe, in your opinion, what do REIT management teams think about it?
I think most of them think that, you know, sustainability makes sense over the long term, but I would say quite a few lack a sense of urgency, as they're kind of reluctant to dedicate, you know, material resources in the short term for an initiative that at least for now doesn't seem to impact their cost of capital. Additionally, you know, they're kind of, I think, waiting to see, as many are on all sides, you know, how the situation plays out with regard to, you know, which rating companies become the standard or if there is a standard process. Because I think to some degree, management teams view the process as it stands today as somewhat inefficient. And they're waiting to see, you know, who or what becomes the standard. You know, and just on the environmental side, I think that, you know, the benefits are somewhat property type related, and probably the best examples, if we're going to play, call it extremes, is on the office side versus triple net. And, you know, I think the office space, you know, from an environmental standpoint, like a LEED certified building, is probably one of the best examples of a property type where you can see better rents from, you know, a green building. Whereas on the flip side, in the triple net space, a lot of it is retail that's not operated for the most part by the REITs, and they don't have property level stats. You know, the product is very commodity like. You know, I'd say the rents are often very commodity like, and so the benefits from, you know, building or pursuing an investment in a more green building is likely, you know, limited if marginal.
So my take, though, is that, you know, whatever skepticism there might be out there about financial performance, it would seem that that kind of attitude isn't really stopping investors from demanding and rewarding companies that operate sustainably.
Well, you know, that's right. And in fact, I'll go back to one of those surveys. It's interesting why we talked about the 76%, you know, wanting to do the right thing, but not doing it if they think it requires or sacrifices returns. At the same time, 75% of investors believe that companies who embrace sustainable practices can then deliver, differentiated or improved revenue performance and operational efficiencies compared to peers who aren't doing this sustainable practice. So they do have a view that this sustainable invest or sustainable practice for companies brings benefits, and those type of benefits, once again, of improved revenue performance and operation efficiencies over time should result in outperformance versus peers that don't. And in fact, if you look at a report from the Global Sustainable Investment Alliance, they're an umbrella group for different sustainability industry groups around the globe, the AUM, or assets under management, in sustainable strategies of one type or another increased 61% from 2012 to 2014, with assets rising from about $13.3 trillion to over $21 trillion. And that's just to the end of 2014. We've probably seen, you know, that it move up in 2015 and 2016. So they're obviously, once again, they believe it works. They're waiting for those returns, and they are increasingly putting their dollars into those type of strategies.
Gabe, how would you say the real estate industry has done in terms of embracing sustainable practices? And I guess more importantly, what about achieving recognition for their activities from groups that rate companies on sustainability practices?
I mean, if we're being honest, I think we have to say the group has lagged. We rely on OCOM for our third-party ratings, and, real estate is at or near the bottom versus other industries. And a lot of that is because real estate's, responsible for a disproportionate amount or a large amount of energy consumption. So the ability to kind of be disciplined about your energy utilization is key or more important in real estate than it is in other sectors. But that's not to say that there hasn't been progress. I think we've seen more REITs, even recently, they tout any sustainability or industry awards that they get from any of the third-party rating agencies. Additionally, the investment universe has made material progress in terms of size over the last few years. Our OCOM investable universe is four times bigger now than it was in 2011, as well as, the quality of those scores has improved also. So the average, call it ESG, reporting grade from OCOM has improved to a C- from a D+, which may not sound like a huge improvement, but it actually is a nice stride. From there, I think as we view the universe today, we think of it as investable and providing enough investment opportunities globally to build, a robust and well-diversified portfolio. There are still some holes. And I think the one that we always cite the most internally is with J-REITs. And as Michael said earlier, Europe has been kind of the leader in this, and then there is, I would say, some gap between them and the U.S. and Asia. But we have seen improvement in each region, and we all think that will continue based on the feedback we hear from companies and just as it grows more important with investors.
J-REITs being REITs based in Japan. So, Michael, finally, when it comes to investing in green real estate, what does your research show about the performance of these investments?
Well, this is the key. I mean, it basically shows that there really is little compromise, which is good news, I think, for investors, particularly, once again, the ones that are regulated, like public pension plans, who really borrow. Allowed to make a sustainable investment if they think they're going to sacrifice returns. We took that universe that Gabe just talked about, and in the developed economies, it's about 110 companies currently, and we look at how those companies have done over historical time periods. If you look back over like the last 10 years as a result, longer term, you'll see that group of companies has outperformed the broader global REIT universe on per year, 4.1 to 3.8%. So it's not a huge difference, only about 30 basis points per year, which over 10 years does become more significant. But the lesson here or the finding here is that, once again, given your current investable universe for companies that are, once again, practicing sustainability practices or committed to sustainability in the REIT space, it's large enough to invest in. It gives you ample opportunity in terms of an opportunity set. And those companies have shown that they can outperform over longer term periods. So that's really the key finding that we found and that we're excited about.
All right. Well, Michael and Gabe, I really appreciate your time and thank you for joining us today.
Alan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and remember that you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.